puppies.
Aww.
Nice.
Wow. I've never seen them that still.
Exactly.
Whoa.
Exactly. They're crashed on my bed.
I remember those little boogers. Live wire little kiddos.
This is Christian from Metropolis America, and you are listening to Comic Pop Library.
Oppan Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style. 낮에는 따사로운 인간적인 여자, 커피 한 잔에 여유를 아는 품격 있는 여자, 밤이 오면 심장이 뜨거워지는 여자, 그런 반전 있는 여자. 너는 선어해. 낮에는 너만큼 따사로운 그런 선어해. 커피 식기도 전에 원샷 때리는 선어해. 밤이 오면 심장이 터져버리는 선어해. 그런 선어해. 아름다워 사랑스러워 그래 너 hey. 그래 바로 너 hey. 아름다워 사랑스러워 그래 너 hey. 그래 바로 너 hey. 지금부터 갈 때까지 가볼까
오빤 강남 스타일
Everybody, and welcome to Comic Pop Gets Animated, brought to you by Comic Pop Library. And this go around, we're going to be looking at The Nut Job, release of 2014. The company that released it is actually Universal, so that's a little bit different than the most of them. The director was Peter Lepinoptis. I might have gotten that right.
Yeah, sure. He's also one of the writers.
Yes, he is. Huh. That he is. Will Arnett plays Surly, the lead character. Brandon Fraser plays Grayson. Liam Nelson plays Raccoon.
You should have seen April's face when she realized who that was. It was so funny.
I recognized the voice right off.
Oh, so yeah. Did I. He's one of my favorite actors. Oh.
And then, let's see. Looks like Catherine Heigl was Andy. I think she was the female squirrel.
Yeah, I think so.
Yep.
Which one was Grayson?
He didn't ever speak.
I think that's the hero one, wasn't it? Or was that this rat?
The rat did speak at the very end, but Grayson's the hero.
What about
guy.
Gabriel Iglesias? I didn't hear him.
Julio Iglesias is Jimmy. Or Gabriel Iglesias.
Gabriel Iglesias. Gabriel? You know.
That's Jimmy, so.
Who's Jimmy?
We're going to pick.
Yeah, I think Jimmy. That might be the dog.
I'm not sure.
Or possibly the rat.
I thought maybe the dog, you know? I don't know.
That's maybe. Like,
I,
might have been
you know
the
what?
Dog.
I had a hard time keeping up who was who.
Louise,
what's up?
We're going to put you in charge of pronouncing names.
Maybe the Spanish ones. That's the only one.
No.
I don't see who the rat was. I can't remember his name.
Well, the rat never talked.
He did.
Five
words at the very end, but he did.
Exactly.
The rat was Buddy.
Okay. Buddy, yeah. His name was Buddy. Okay.
It was Buddy.
That's right.
My buddy's name is Buddy.
Yeah. Yeah, and he was a mouse, too, but where?
Oh, I thought it was a rat.
No, he
He's
was
a mouse.
That
He's a little
one
smaller.
Mouse.
Yeah.
Okay. My bad.
Okay. So
the rats were all quite much more mangy.
He was a rat? He was a timid rat.
No, the rats were the big, nasty-looking ones.
Yeah, there were three rats in that movie. He wasn't a rat.
I'd have to rewatch it again.
Yeah, I would, too. I watched it once. It wasn't... Let's just say
I watched it a couple hours before I got here. That way it's fresh. That's why it's fresh in my head.
It wasn't...
Charlie's purple,
okay.
Apparently.
We'll go into the story, you'll have to correct me on names because I'm really bad. Who was the main squirrel?
Surly.
The exiled squirrel. Surly? Yeah.
Surly.
Surly. Was the He's an exiled squirrel from a park where they'd all gather food for the winter.
Yep.
Yeah, under the
big oak
general leaderish of Raccoon.
Under, yep, under the general leader of Raccoon. With his crazy and part. Everyone was supposed to gather and do their own part so they'd have enough food for the winter, for all of them in the winter. Surly was kind of exiled because he wanted to do his own thing, I guess.
He was already
get his own.
But then the incident with the
tree.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And well, nut cart. Basically, he's going to he works with Buddy, who I thought was a rat, but if he was a mouse, okay.
he's a rat
because he's got a long neck and tail.
Now maybe. Maybe he's just a clean rat.
He's quite possible.
He's a clean rat, like in Ratatouille.
There maybe. You go.
Yeah, I think he was a rat, and they were kind of off doing their own thing, gathering their own food, not really helping anyone else. Well, at the beginning of the movie, you kind of find all that out. And they see a peanut cart, and they go to steal the peanut cart, and very bad things happen, and they end up lighting the entire oak tree on fire.
That's
and
important.
And burning the entire store for the winter.
Not the entire store, but yeah.
Well the entire oak tree. The store of their food for the winter.
Don't want to give anything away now, do you? I'm about to kind of squeak that one out here.
Probably.
My son is in there singing Frozen. So, I'm busted up laughing at him. I'm sorry.
Is he hitting those high notes good? He's still young enough that he can hit those high notes.
Oh, no. But where was that? He burns the oak tree down. I was going to say, where was that in the movie? He burns the oak tree down. And they pretty much banish him then from the park to the city. The kind of underlying story that works in conjunction with this is there's a group that is or owns a peanut shop that is using it to mask a bunch of mobsters that are using it to tunnel into a bank to steal all the money from the bank.
Yeah, they're going to replace cash with cashews.
Right.
There you go.
And Surly finds the nut shop and was going to steal the nuts from there because he feels bad for what he did and was going to them help.
Isn't. No, he never felt bad for what he did. He wanted those nuts for himself.
He felt bad at he one felt point, bad. But that wasn't that point.
Yeah, later on in the movie, that's when he feels bad. But at first, he wants
he
him
feels
for himself.
Bad.
At
he first, feels he just doesn't
bad
want to
admit about.
Okay, he doesn't want to admit
he
it.
He feels bad about not being as nice to Buddy as he could be. But that's the only point that I can remember. He feels that bad.
That's not. Yeah,
he has no problem at all.
He's got a heart. He just doesn't want to admit it.
Yeah.
Surly's got a heart. He just doesn't want to admit he's got a heart.
That's true.
And he needs the help, though, from the other animals in the park to be able to break into the nut shop, if you want to call it that, peanut shop. And
he got in there on his – well, Buddy helped a bit, but on his own the first time.
Of course Buddy
the
helped.
First time. But he needed help to – he really needed their help to get in.
Like a tunnel.
To be able to steal, to get the nuts for the winter so that he could survive too. And that's kind of where the story really hits, to where it starts kind of being funny and some things happen.
Don't forget the puppy dog.
Yeah, the dog is kind of
cute. You know, I didn't find this movie that funny either. It was some parts were funny, but not a whole lot. Like for me, I felt like they were trying too hard to be funny. Like at the beginning where like I guess when that little girl wants some peanuts and like
he knows her.
No, I thought they were
the
just
the brat.
For me, I thought they were trying way too hard to be funny at that part. I don't know why. It's just I guess I'm just I don't know too used. For me, this movie I don't know. For me, in my eyes, I don't know. I feel like it wasn't like professionally made. I don't know. I don't know why. It's just like I feel like it was just like I feel like it was
Universal
an amateur
Studios,
movie. I just
not
feel like
professional.
I just felt like it was an amateur movie. Like technically, actually, I think Universal just helped him bring it out. But it was just like what I call bootleg movies, you know, where it's just where it's just like I don't know. Just I just felt the graphics were good for it, you know, and everything like that. But just I don't know. Just for me, yeah, they must have got good names in the movie. Like the actors and stuff, but just I just didn't feel like it was like, you know, a Pixar movie or like a Disney movie. It just didn't feel that way.
I guess, liked it. Because it didn't have all that flashy stuff.
Maybe that's probably why, but...
And I don't think Universal has done too many animated movies. This is like
I don't think they have either.
So this is
I know on Rotten Tomatoes. Ooh. Yeah, it didn't go over well.
They're like me, huh? They're like me. I'm giving it a bad rating.
Just by IMDb, they met their budget and went about $22 million over. So they were in the green.
They did do okay there.
And when I punched in Nut Job 2 came up for a 2016 release.
Nice. Really?
Yeah. Wow. I don't think Nut Job 2 is going to do any good.
Not sure.
I think you guys are just disappointed.
On Rotten Tomatoes, it got an 11%. Where Frozen got an 89.
Wow. I think you guys are just disappointed because when I heard the title Nut Job, I thought about that squirrel from Ice Age.
You know what? That was kind of where I thought.
Whatever
too.
That animal.
No, actually, this squirrel, squirrel reminds me more of the squirrel from Over the Edge.
Yeah,
I don't know why. It's just
the situation's more over the hedge than the squirrel thing from.
So I've never
you know,
over
now,
the edge.
Now that you mention that, this movie is very similar to Over the Hedge.
Yeah, exactly. I feel a lot like it because they want to steal them food and stuff like that and. But it's
very similar story, yes.
Yeah.
It's just most of the conflict comes from within than without, as in traps and stuff.
But there are a lot of lessons in this story.
Oh.
Yes, there are. Yeah,
there
really,
are.
There could be. Really?
What's
that? I didn't learn any, so
the
you
raccoon that they looked up to for leadership was nothing but a criminal. The girlfriend who tried to stand up for the right... cause instead of just kicking him out,
I'm
she wanted
sure
a trial.
She hadn't met. True. I'm pretty sure she hadn't managed
she
to get him for a boyfriend at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they didn't like each other.
I'm pretty
at that
sure
point.
They did, but they didn't want to admit it. Kind of like Surly's heart. And
oh, they were teenagers.
Yeah. And Surly's wanting to be the Lone Ranger Tonto type person. Finally admitting that he's
Tonto.
That movie's great.
Buddy
I love it.
Tonto, yeah.
Finally admitting that Buddy's actually his friend instead of his sidekick.
Yeah, I saw that part.
Was
yeah,
the
I
only
did learn
part
that one.
Where he actually was really feeling bad for himself.
Yeah,
that's what I said.
I thought Buddy. Was...
There were a couple parts where he was worried about Buddy, though.
Yeah. See,
that you knew he cared.
Yeah.
I don't know. I kind of like I said. I did. It was a little bit good, but for me, I don't know. Just so, yeah, like the story was good. I liked the story, but the rest, I don't know why. It's just, I guess I'm a bad critic or something.
I can equate it back to what my children will watch and like, and they watched this one once, where they've watched previous one Frozen. Oh yeah, like I said, about 20 times.
Was there any
music?
I don't think there was any music was there?
Oh, yes. Nope. Yes, they had Psy. They had Psy.
Really?
Yeah, they had, what's it called? Oppa Gundam Star or whatever it's called.
Oh, well, no wonder you can't sing that.
And then, like, I don't know, just that's the only song they ever had, like, literally licensed. And then they even saw, like, in the critics, you know, Special Star Psy. And if you look at the critics, they even have them, sang, like, dancing and stuff like that.
Yeah,
and that's
the
only...
cast... Does Gangnam Style on the credits?
Yeah, and I guess that's the only part I liked in the whole movie was the the credits when like they have Psy dancing and everybody else. That was kind of cool. I like that because they kind of he looked pretty accurate the way he looks. I don't know. It's just I thought it was funny.
Apparently,
I didn't know why he was there. I wanted to shoot him. Why was he there?
The only reason, it's because I'm pretty sure the way I see it, I'm pretty sure they didn't have that much money for budget. So like I guess. They're like, you know what? We're going to have only enough money for one song and one song only. So let's get Psy. Everybody knows Psy. Everybody loves that song. So let's get him.
Isn't that song old by now?
It's 2 years old.
And it did appear once in the actual movie.
Yeah. But
when?
Yeah, there's a... Yeah,
I know
yeah.
it appeared once in
It started like when they first saw the store and they wanted to get into it.
Ah, that's it.
Yeah. And for me, it felt like out of context. I don't know why. Like, it didn't sound good with it. But
because that's the only song they could afford, and that's where they could fit it in best.
Yeah, but it didn't sound like it was for that part. But like I said, I don't know. I guess the credits was my favorite part in the whole movie.
The credits.
Yes, the credits.
A lizard. See if you agree with me. I say you'll want to pick this one up because people want to see
but
it.
But it's cute. It's good for kids. But yeah, like I said, for me,
adults, no. Teenagers, I don't think they'd get into it that much. It'd be good. More for the kids.
No. Mainly you're kids. Right. It was fairly good. It's a more, you know, 10, 11, yes, maybe a 12-year-old will sit and watch it. Definitely. But, you know, much older than that, they're not going to – I don't think they'll enjoy it very much. They might watch it once. But younger children might, because it does have some humor that will make them laugh. The dog being one of those. And it's going to drive me nuts not knowing what his name is.
The dog's name?
Sissy?
Yes.
I don't think that was his name.
No. Francis?
No, it was going to be...
Was that a guy or a girl?
It was Gabriel. It was Gabriel who did his voice, but I don't know...
Jimmy?
Jimmy's the dog. Yeah.
Was the dog a guy or a girl?
It's a girl. It was a girl.
I thought so.
The dog was meant to be a girl, yes.
That's okay.
Odd.
But I don't know why they gave it Jimmy.
I know, that's odd.
Yeah.
It sounded like a girl, but... The name.
It's a girl, yeah, because they even talk about, they're like, here, girl, or something like that. I don't remember, but there's a part where they talk about it.
Hey, Jimmy the Lock.
And I would say if this one gets worn out, you wouldn't necessarily have to replace.
No, I don't think it was. I mean, it was popular enough, but it wasn't, like, extremely popular. It was an okay movie. Sure. It's good to watch once, and it's probably a good one to have for that reason, but... Much more than that, I wouldn't. I'm not going to watch it again.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, I'm kind of like you.
And this one got a PG rating as well for mild action and rude humor again.
Still not sure.
Another PG rating.
There's a little bit of violence in it. I mean, there is the whole cop police chase thing.
And the vendor stuffing the little girl's mouth full of peanuts.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm trying to think that... What they base that girl's character off of, because she's, I bet you I know, that girl is based off the same one girl that's in Little Nemo.
Which one?
The one that goes into the dentist's office.
Oh, I know what he's talking about.
I could see
you guys have all seen Little Nemo?
Yeah.
Dude, what's wrong with Little Nemo?
We're waiting for Finding Dory, whatever her name is.
Finding Nemo. That's what it is. It wasn't Little Nemo. It was Finding Nemo.
Yeah. They were supposed to come out with a sequel called Finding Dory or Dora or whatever.
Dory, but it's gonna come out next year, and people are man, you waited way too long for that. Because didn't that movie come out when, like, 2002 or something like that?
It's been a while.
I can tell you in a second.
Check real quick.
Yeah, I could see her getting completely lost.
2003.
Oh, I was close. See, I was kind of close.
12 years later, we have a sequel.
It's still going to be good because think about it. Monsters University came out way later, too, and I like that movie, too.
And Star Wars.
Star Wars. When was the last movie that came out? I didn't like the
Well, Star Wars has been having other stuff in the meantime, though.
True.
Finding Dory or Dora. Dory, her name was.
Dory's the little girl on TV.
Dora, scheduled for 2016.
Oh, well, next year then.
Dora doesn't get lost. She has a backpack.
backpack.
But I think that's about all we can grind into the ground, I believe.
Wipe or no swipe.
Yeah, I think so.
We're having fun here. Hope everybody's having fun out there. We'll leave it off there, and we'll catch everybody on the next go-around. Have a good one.
Bye.
See
you later.
Bye.
오빤 강남스타일 강남스타일 오빤 강남스타일
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.